This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick has been to see Iron Crow Theater Company's production of The Homo Poe Show at the Theater Project. She brings us this review.
Okay, let's get this out of the way. I've never come across anything suggesting that Edgar Allan Poe was gay. And that's not what The Homo Poe Show is about. It's Poe's sensibility, not his sexual orientation, that informs the current show at the Theater Project. In particular, Poe's outsider perspective on lost love becomes a recurring theme in this production created by Baltimore's LGBT company, Iron Crow Theater. As artistic director Stephen J. Satta explains in a program note, quote, Poe's radical vision and unique perspective make him queer already. Satta commissioned several writers and choreographers to create short pieces inspired by Poe's work. Megan Gogarty calls her clever short play, Super Hot Raven. A poet returns to her apartment to find a handywoman repairing her radiator. The poet writes blank verse about her ex, Lenore. The handywoman wears a Baltimore Ravens t-shirt and abruptly informs the poet, I like poems that rhyme. Maggie Twibble plays the defensive poet. Madeline Hicks plays the smart-alecky handywoman, who apparently does not plan to leave.
I could write a poem about Lenore, and it would be better than your poem because it would rhyme.
You don't even know her.
I know enough. Let's see. Lenore is a whore and a bore, and she snores.
That's an imperfect rhyme.
It's an imperfect world.
In Rich Espy's imaginative contribution, The Trick, the playwright replaces the name Annabel Lee with Timothy, and also includes references to Poe's Cask of Amontillado and El Dorado. The most inventive touch is a character that represents time, an aerialist, hovering nearby, throwing her weight around, ultimately unstoppable. Jenna Rossman brings lots of attitude to her portrayal of this audacious, outspoken character.
He was a child, and you were a child. It's 100 moons later, 2,000 suns on.
Artistic director Satta himself wrote the last of the scripted pieces, stemming from an ensemble process. Grieving and Sequins is inspired by Poe's Mask of the Red Death, although it has a far more upbeat ending. Nick Horan plays a man mourning his recently deceased partner. He's tormented by a character played by Alec Weinberg, shrouded in a hoodie and suspended in an aerial hoop. This figure embodies the mourner's obsessions, infection, disease, and death.
Look, I can handle death, but the waiting, it's becoming unbearable.
Now what's a good haunting without a little suspense?
A man haunted by lost love also forms the basis for Daniel Talbot's poetic short play, Thomas. Poe's story, Eleonora, is his inspiration, but Talbot throws in an unfortunate, gratuitous plot point that goes beyond even Poe's level of creepiness and detracts from the poignancy that's come before. The evening also includes three largely wordless pieces. Mara Neimanis's aerial piece, inspired by The Pit and the Pendulum, and performed with and on an immense hanging arrow, comes closest to Poe. Choreographer Tony Bird's Do You Mark Me Well is a moving, beautifully performed pas de deux. But beyond the title, a line from The Telltale Heart, the connection to Poe is loose at best. The Homo Poe Show isn't the first time Poe's been re-envisioned from a gay and lesbian viewpoint. An anthology published last year took a similar approach. Iron Crow Theater's efforts aren't uniformly effective, but the level of talent is high, and there are plenty of intriguing aspects. Horror, poetry, humor, stagecraft, even a few atmospheric elements that Poe might have called a dream within a dream.
Theater critic J. Wynn Russick. The Iron Crow Theater Company's production of The Homo Poe Show continues through Saturday, April 5th. The show contains nudity and adult language. More information at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning.